What's up, folks? This is Brandon Lohr with Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is a banger, episode 26, and we got some wild card games to discuss. And what I actually did was, so the first game of the Astros versus Tigers, I recorded that game for about 2 hours, and was like, the screen was over here, so copyright, y'all wouldn't see the screen, but y'all could hear it, and I was talking about it. And for about 2 hours, I was just watching, listening to the game. And then it got cut, it blacked out, and I couldn't watch the rest of the game, so that, I scrapped that. So, technically, episode 26 already should have been out, and this should be episode 27. But, this is episode 26, so... but we got some stuff to talk about. First, we're going to start with the Mets-Braves doubleheader. Mets won the first one off of, so if y'all didn't hear, Francisco Lindor home run. Y'all, if y'all are baseball fans, you know about that. Just insane. I mean, Ozzy Albies had an insane game. That double and the home run and the double in like the 8th and the 9th. So it was a really great game. Go watch the highlights because you don't want to miss the first game of the Mets Braves. Second game, Braves won. So that means the Braves and the Mets are both in. So if say the Braves would have won both, the Diamondbacks would have been in and the Mets would have been eliminated. Say the Mets won both, the Diamondbacks would have been in, and the Braves would have been out. But since they both won, since the Braves and the Mets both won one game, the Diamondbacks are out, and those two teams are both in. So we're going to start with the Braves-Padres. A really big disadvantage for the Braves, back tightness by Chris Sale on a random night. And so couldn't pitch either of those two games, and couldn't pitch in the wild card. So... every series in the wild card is over except the Mets and Brewers, which is 6 o'clock tonight. But Braves Padres, the Braves lost 0-2. They lost the first game 4-0, and the second game 4-5. So scratch that out. The Padres are moving on. The Royals, let's go Royals-Orioles. The Royals won 2-0, so swept them. First game was 1-0, and second game 2-1. Only held the Orioles in two games to one run. Can't really say much for the Royals. They held them to three runs. And Twitter, there was an X post. It said something about, it was the Royals, like, king throne, like his chair. And it was all diamond out and stuff, but it had an Oriole on top of it, and it said Oriole saying something like some saying at the Royals saying they already got this in the bag. And then the Royals, after they swept the Orioles, the Royals came back and said, "If you're coming for the crown, you better not miss." One of the hardest, coldest lines I've ever heard from an MLB team. The Royals are my new favorite team besides the Rangers. Royals are out, and they're off to have a date with the Yankees. I don't know who the Padres play. They play the Dodgers, that's right. Okay. Padres play the Dodgers. Padres versus Dodgers, and the Mets or Brewers play. Who else? Who else is in the NL? I'm blanking. Who got the other bye? I'm blanking. Padres play the Dodgers, Mets and Brewers play, oh my gosh, I'll come back to it, but the Tigers versus the Astros, the game that I watched on live stream, first game the Tigers won 3-1, in the second game the Tigers won 5-2, so the Tigers, a big upset, Tigers beat the Astros 3-1 and 5-2. So Tigers sweep Astros. And Tigers go on to have a date with the Guardians. So Royals play Yankees, Tigers play Guardians in the ALDS. Padres play Dodgers. I do not remember who the Mets and Brewers play. I literally do not remember. Oh, this is not good because this is pre-recorded and this thing is dead, so I gotta go off memory. Oh my gosh. I might just put it in the comments, but yeah, this might be a very short video, just going through it all. But yeah, Tariq Skubal literally destroyed the Tigers in the first game. They couldn't touch him. Framber had his chokes in the playoffs like usual. Mets beat the Brewers in the first game pretty easily, 8-4. And then second game, they put in Jesse Winker as the pinch hitter and popped out to the left fielder. So not too good there. And it's gonna bother me so much that I don't remember who the other NL team is. That makes me so mad. It's not the Diamondbacks. Oh my gosh. Who was the other team? Let me think of last year's playoffs. Try to remember that. Who did the Dodgers play in the first round last year? Okay, I'm just going to have to put in the comments because I do not remember. And I can't sit here thinking about it all. But yes, this is going to be a short podcast just because my big idea got stripped from me, and I really, this is just like a last minute, had to get an episode out, and this is it. So, only 7 minutes. I really don't want to, like, just stall that long. I did get a background, a Luka Doncic poster. That looks awesome. And then, here, if y'all can see, Philadelphia Eagles. Like a little banner right there. And then, what do y'all think about me putting right up here a Texas Rangers 2023 World Series champions? Now, of course, they're not the defending, they're still the defending champ, so for a little while, I can appreciate it still. But, just right up there, it's going to, long strip, it's going to say Texas Rangers, or World Series champions, Texas Rangers 2023. And then I'm hopefully to put right here something stars. I'm thinking of like a pennant with the triangle. And y'all will see. I'll come up with something. But just so I have the four teams that I root for in sports: Eagles, Mavs, Rangers, Stars. So that'll be pretty cool. And let me sit here and think for like 10 more seconds. Okay. It's not the Mets. Alright. I'm just going to put it in the comments because I cannot remember. It's going to bug me, and y'all don't deserve to see me have a mental breakdown. Just joking. But anyways, I will see y'all next time. This was Brandelora with Sports Noise Podcast. And, another one thing. I know I said I wasn't going to stall, and I'm trying my best. But I am on Fountain, so go check me out on Fountain. I'm on Apple Podcast, and obviously if you're watching this, if you're watching me right now, I'm on YouTube, Yes, I think, I'm pretty sure those are the main ones I'm on. Spotify. I think I'm also on, I'm pretty sure I'm on Spotify. Yeah, but it'd be really cool just to see how many people we could get on there. I've had a lot of support on all of those, so thankful for that. And, but now, I can't think of it. What is the NL team? I'm so mad. I'm gonna go look it up as soon as but I will see y'all later. I'll see y'all next time.
Peace.
Really quick, just to tell y'all, it was the Phillies who I was missing. I looked it up. It's the Phillies. So the winner of the the winner of the Mets and Brewers tonight will play the Phillies and the NLDS. So that'll complete the wild card series. So just really fast recap: we have the Royals versus Yankees in the ALDS, the Tigers versus Guardians in the ALDS, the Padres versus Dodgers in the NLDS, and the winner of Mets and Brewers and versus the Phillies and the NLDS. So yeah, I'll see y'all later for sport. This is Sports Noise Podcast, episode 26. I will see y'all next time. Peace.